All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:07. It's Friday. We made it to Friday.
Yeah.
Woo. Partly sunny temps in the mid-70s. The big question on my mind is, how was the first day of school for the kids, Walmart Jeff?
The kids went back to school yesterday. They had a pretty good time. Yep. They both had a good time. They met their teachers. My daughter's in a new school. Yeah, everything was good.
And they look good. I love the outfits that they chose. I know that Cash, your son, wore a button down because he wanted to wear a fancy shirt.
Yeah, he loves dressing up in fancy clothes. So, yeah, no, hopefully day two is today. And then, you know, fingers crossed that things keep going well, Courtney.
All right, I do too. I hope for you. It is Friday, so that means it's time for the Fishbowl Friday question of the morning. We've got a fishbowl in the studio, and we stick our hand in it, and we pull out a question, and we all have to answer it. We'll also post it on our Facebook page, but here's the question this morning.
Okay.
Fishbowl Friday question of the morning. What's the one food you hated as a kid, but you love it now?
Ooh.
The one food you hated as a kid, but love. I'm going to go with one, and you guys are going to be like, oh, my God.
Okay.
As a kid, I hated liver and onions, and now I love it.
Oh, really?
What is wrong with you?
I know. Do you hate Gavin? You hate liver?
Yeah. I don't even attempt to eat liver. I mean, I don't never in a situation delicious. Where I'm ever gonna have liver.
I just remember.
All right, so for me,
I remember like when I was a kid, we used to use chicken liver, as like fishing bait.
Well, I've never done that. Maybe I should try that next time. But no, for me, it was liver. My mother would make liver and onions. We'd all leave the house. It smells so gross when you cook it. But now I absolutely love it. Gavin, here you go. What's the one food you hated as a kid, but you love it now?
First thing that comes to mind, it would have to be Brussels sprouts. My mom would always say how much I hated Brussels sprouts, how much I would spit them out all the time. And now I eat them probably like twice a week.
Ugh.
You get the like the bacon in there with them and you saute them.
Right.
It's so good. I love Brussels sprouts now.
Here's the reasoning on that, though, because back in the day, you just made them with butter or whatever. But now you can throw in sausage. You can throw in that bacon. Yeah. That's why you like it, Gavin.
That's right. It's got that bacon grease all over it.
I love it. Fishbowl Friday question of the morning. What's the one food you hated as a kid, Walmart chef, but you love it now?
This is going to sound weird, but kielbasa. When I was a kid, I just remember my mom would make it. My mom wasn't the best cook. I mean, my mom has like a few things that she can cook. But I just remember like we used to have my mom would make a kielbasa sandwich on rye bread with a piece of kielbasa and mustard in between. And I would always eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich when I was a kid, whenever we had kielbasa. But now I love it. You throw it on the grill, char it up a little bit, and it tastes so good.
All right, so we've got liver, Brussels sprouts, and kielbasa. Fishbowl Friday question of the morning. What's the one food you hated as a kid, but you love it now? You can answer it on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It's Friday morning, partly sunny temps in the mid-70s. It is time for Walmart Chef's Junk.
Now, October's going to look a little different for some this year. Not you, though, Courtney, because I know you're not really a fan of letting fall or winter into your home because you're a summer girl.
I am. So I don't decorate. I don't get mums because that's just ushering in winter, and I don't like it.
Yeah, so a lot of towns now are out there considering postponing Halloween this year. You know, the trick-or-treating and stuff like that. They don't want people going from house to house accepting candy from strangers.
Right.
I agree.
And, I mean, you, Courtney, every year you always hit the lights when it's Halloween time and you end up going out for the night.
I'm afraid the kids are going to come over and they're like casing the joint. You open the door, they're like, oh, there's a TV in there. I'll be back later. No. Mm-mm.
But it's funny because over the years, a lot of parents and people have said, hey, Halloween should be on a Saturday. They should do it on a Saturday when there's no school. This year, Halloween falls on a Saturday and we might not be able to do it.
I want to know how Gavin, how do you feel? You've got little Len in there. How do you feel not dressing him up and taking him out?
I mean, this is first Halloween and we love fall has already taken over our house. So, I mean, we're all in. Now, the thing that we do in Hebron is, because all the houses are far apart, we do trunk or treat, where, you go to a field and everyone, pops their trunk and that you're able to, decorate there. So I wonder if, you did individual bags or something like that. Maybe you'd be able to do it. But I think safety has to go above everything else this year.
I agree. I mean, but you could always safely trick or treat with a mask on.
Yeah, you can. But that's true. It's the fact that you're reaching into a bowl that 1,200 other kids have reached into, some towns are actually issuing tickets to parents if they take their kids trick or treating. And then this is also a big thing this year, drive through haunted houses. A lot of haunted houses, basically, you're literally like 2 or 3 feet from the people acting out. So they may be doing drive-through haunted houses now.
Which is kind of cool. I kind of like that. And you know what? If you're getting candy, if you've seen the candy, Halloween candy is out.
It's already out. I went to one store. Yes, it's already out, Courtney.
It's so good.
It's expensive.
And it's so expensive, and we're going to hook you up. If you want to stock up on Halloween candy, whether you're trick-or-treating or not, we've got a $150 Big Y gift card up for grabs. Sign up to win it right now at kiss957.com. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It's Hollywood time, and my first story is not going to make Walmart Jeff very happy, that's for sure. Sorry, Jeff.
What happened? No.
The Kardashian Jenner fan surprised fans this week with the announcement that they're ending Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It upset me. I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but now I know why. Here's the deal. They think they can make more money by selling themselves to a premium streaming service like Netflix, Amazon, or Apple.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yes. No.
Gavin and I are happy.
Yeah.
They may even start their own media company.
Ooh. Ugh.
And have their own, like, television channel.
No, stop it.
Yes. The Kardashian channel. Get ready for a lot more Keeping Up with, that's for sure.
Love it.
Jennifer Garner wasted no time in responding to an Instagram comment thinking she was pregnant. She shared an adorable video from her family farm in Oklahoma when one fan asked her, "Are you pregnant?" Look, she was wearing overalls, okay? Overalls are baggy. She responded by saying, "I'm 48, I have 3 healthy kids, and I am not and never will be pregnant." She's adorable.
Yeah, you know what, though? I'm always that guy that'll ask no matter what. Like, sometimes I'll see a girl, I'll be like, "Hey, you pregnant?" Because you never know these days.
You don't say that.
That's right, Gavin, you just don't say that. And
please,
she looks adorable in her overalls.
Right.
Yeah, the video is on our blog if you want to check it out. And speaking of babies, Alec and Hilaria Baldwin have named their 5th child Eduardo Pau Lucas Baldwin. She says it means wealthy, guardian of peace and light.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah, powerful.
Like,
what does cash stand for, Walmart, Jeff? Just cash?
We named him after Johnny Cash, the country singer.
Okay.
There's no
and
deep
Gavin,
meaning.
How about your son, Lennon? What does that mean?
It was named my best friend.
There you go.
Yeah, named after him.
I love that. You can see the first family photo, Alec, Hilaria, and Eduardo, at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:50. That means it's time for good news. We love sharing good news at this time. If you've got good news and you want to spread the word, call us, 860-247-9570. Good news for families in Hartford, right, Gav?
Yeah, Courtney. This is a really cool story I just came across. Thousands of families in Hartford received some much-needed support yesterday as volunteers handed out more than 1,000 boxes filled with fresh fruits and vegetables in the city's northeast neighborhoods. Now, this is a part of the Farmers to Families Food Box program, and each box weighed over 21 pounds filled with fresh food, which is amazing. And it was so successful that they're going to try to do this every week in Hartford, which is fantastic.
Love it. I wish my garden produced a little more because I would contribute some eggplant or something, but my garden didn't do that well, but that's great news. Thank you, Gavin.
Got it.
Speaking of food, I've got good news. Certain Arby's restaurants are now selling their meat by the pound. You don't have to buy a sandwich. You can just go in and you can get sliced turkey, sliced ham, and corned beef in to-go packets without getting a sandwich.
Nice.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
If you like their corned beef and you want to stock up on it, certain Arby's restaurants are letting you do that. That's my good news. Walmart, what's your good news?
I don't know if this is good news. Well, it is good news, but I don't believe it. So this kayak up on Lake George in New York, he ended up capsizing while he was on his phone. He stopped to take a little phone break on his kayak. He ended up capsizing, and he was out far in the lake, and he's not a very strong swimmer, no life jacket. And as he was trying to swim in, he started praying to God for help. And then all of a sudden, a boat full of priests who happened to be out on a tiki tour of the lake showed up and saved the guy. How crazy is that?
A boat full of priests.
Yes, as he was praying to God, saved him. And all the priests were out drinking on some sort of retreat they were having. They were on a tiki tour boat, and they ended up saving the kayaker. So I guess
that's
good
awesome.
News for the kayaker.
I tell you what, I bet they were drinking wine. I bet that's what the priests were drinking,
exactly.
Wine. That is really good news. If you've got good news and you want to share it, we're waiting to hear it. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is just about that time to call my mother and do the Stun Gun Pop Quiz with Gail.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be excited or not.
Last week, I think the Stun Gun broke. Is it working?
It broke because I had to zap, like, Gavin so many times.
You did. I still have bruises.
My mom has to listen to the show all week because she's my mom. She should listen and then answer questions about the show, right? And if she gets it right, great. If she doesn't, have to stun one of you guys. She has not been listening lately.
She has not.
Good morning.
Hey, Dad.
Yes.
Dad?
Yes, dear.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, you're there. What's going on, Dad?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mommy.
How are you?
Great. What are you guys doing?
Sitting on the patio.
Sitting on the patio. Excellent.
Having coffee and listening to you.
Well, excellent. I've got the stun gun all charged up. Is there anybody in particular you'd like to stun today?
Yep, Gavin.
What? Gavin!
Come on, wait. I had it last week.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Oh, man. Well, you said you've been listening, so I shouldn't get stunned at all then.
Absolutely.
All right,
good. So you've been listening.
Let's see what happens.
And you've got Dad there, my dad, JP, as your backup. Remember, Mom, don't get so excited to answer. If you're thinking about it, you might want to ask Dad if he has any ideas.
All right.
Okay.
I don't usually like what he comes up with, but I'll ask.
Okay. Well, sometimes he's right.
Thank you, Courtney.
Not much.
Oh, okay, great. All right, Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail. Mom, 90% of college students are afraid of this.
Say that again.
Okay, this was in Courtney's Quickie earlier this week. 90% of college students fear this.
See this?
Fear this. He's deaf.
Flunking.
No. I'd say getting a job when they get out.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
That was.
My heart skipped a beat.
Could it be the virus?
No! Mom. You answered. It's done.
One answer. You keep throwing answers out. I'll keep zapping them.
It's over.
All right. Bobby says flunking the court, but I don't think so.
Stop! The answers are over.
Don't answer anymore, because if you can only answer once. Each wrong answer you throw out, I'm going to zap them.
All right. Give the old guy a break.
All right. 90% of college students are afraid of being without their cell phone. They're not afraid of anything other than that.
Oh, my God, yes. Good one. Good one. Yes.
Oh, I should have thought of that.
Yep.
All right. Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail. My dad, JP, is back up. Question number two. What did Walmart Jeff buy at an Amish vegetable stand?
He found white pop sockets.
Yay!
Pop sockets.
Now, I don't even know what that is.
Now, it goes on the back of your phone. Next time I'm home, I'll bring you a Kiss 95.7 pop socket.
All right. That'd be awesome.
All right. Question number three. This is the last one. Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail, and my dad, JP, is back up. What state will Buddy the Beefalo be living in once he's captured? This beefalo, part buffalo, parf cow, was
Massachusetts.
No. Stop!
Wait a minute.
Ow!
I thought that's where his original owner was.
That's true, Mom. No, you're not entirely, you are entirely wrong. Once Buddy is captured, because he ran away from a slaughterhouse in Connecticut, his original owner in Mass was going to let him live on the farm there, but now Connecticut has decided, because they raised enough funds, once he's captured, he will be sent to a sanctuary in Florida.
Oh, my goodness. Can they take me with them?
Well, yeah, we'll all go. I feel like it's a little too hot for a beefalo in Florida.
Yeah, but I think they're down there.
Well, he's probably old as well.
Do you know they're the largest production of cows or beef in Florida than any other state?
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Huh. Well, let's hope Buddy doesn't end up at a slaughterhouse in Florida.
Well, I missed that one. I'm sorry.
He's probably going to the retirement home. He'll be fine.
All right, Gavin, you're off the hook next week.
All right, I'm going to mark this one down, and I'll send you a text to make sure to remind you, all right?
Well, you're going to have to, because I may forget.
Yeah, don't forget.
All right.
All right.
All right, well, thank Thank you, Mom. Right. Thank you, Dad.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you. Have a wonderful morning.
I hope you guys have a great weekend.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:25, partly sunny temps in the mid-70s. It is time for Walmart Chef's Junk.
Yeah, so say goodbye to the she-shed, and can we all, we're all in agreement that Cheryl's she-shed was struck by lightning, right?
I don't think so. I think he burned it down because he was jealous.
What? I agree. What? I agree with you, Courtney.
Thanks, Gav.
Yeah.
You guys think he's an arsonist, the husband?
I do think so, because clearly in his voice when she confronts him about it, like he's like, it was hit by lightning, Cheryl. Like,
you're right, Gavin.
You know, he's just like, he's
you're right,
over
Gavin.
It. He's done with it.
Yes.
And speaking of done with it, yeah, the she sheds are getting pushed to the old back burner because everyone working at home, a lot of people are converting their she sheds or their sheds into home offices.
Oh. Yes, my girlfriend Amy's husband, Nat, wants to build her a she-shed office so she can feel like she's leaving the house to go to work, but actually just being in the yard.
Oh, that's pretty
backyard.
Cool. Yeah, I guess these shed companies have seen a spike in sales over the last couple months. And if you're looking to buy yourself a she-shed, or what they're calling studio sheds, they're going to range anywhere in price from 10 grand to 30 grand.
Oh, man, really?
Or just have your man make one, although I'm not sure how good mine would turn out if I had Mr. Automotive make me a shed.
My wife asked if she could get a she shed, and I told her the entire house is her she shed because it's all her decorations, all her candles, and I have nothing in the house. So my
you
wife's
don't need
house
a she shed.
She doesn't need a she shed.
She's got a she house.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. If you want to stock up your she shed, we've got a $150 Big Y gift card up for grabs. Sign up to win it right now at kiss957.com.